What's going on, guys? It's Curtis Mack, podcast with Curtis Mack. Thanks for joining us. I have a special guest, Bestus, in the building. What's going on, Bestus?
What's going on, Curtis?
He's not just a guest today. He's actually a co-host, and we're going to be talking about a few things: NFL, 6ix9ine, digital commerce, and you know,
a little bit of the vape crisis. They're calling it.
I think so. You see it everywhere. So let's get into the first topic, Bestus. NFL. What's going on there?
I mean, the New York teams are falling apart a little bit. You saw in front of our eyes. Let's just get it out of the way. I'm a Cowboys fan, so
yeah.
I will be a little biased on my New York team's sports talk, at least for the Giants.
I wonder what everybody thinks about, the Giants benching Eli Manning and putting the replacement. Who was the replacement?
Daniel Jones, and he's a rookie this year. And yep. I mean, I don't know a lot of information about him, but I know that he was not drafted. You know,
he was not
supposed to be a very big draft pick, and a lot of people were disappointed about him being drafted.
Yeah.
And now everyone's all gung ho, like he's gonna save us. Like, I don't...
about time, Eli.
Eli has been washed for a long time.
All right, so you know, I know they also have a few new rules too. Like, you can challenge a pass interference on the offense and defense.
So basically, there was a play last year in the NFC Championship game that everyone was outraged about
with the Saints, like, right?
The Saints, yeah. So they were outraged that the play changed the course of the game. Mm-hmm. So like a penalty shouldn't change the
outcome of
the game, yeah.
Yeah, and they could have challenged it, but they weren't able to.
So then they added challenges this year, and now everybody's mad about that, too. So it's like, you really can't win. But also, it's slowing down the game, and it's kind of annoying. Just for me, like, I'm like, what the heck are they doing? Like, why are they doing this? It's slowing down the game.
Well, speaking of on the road to the Super Bowl, I predict, you know, Eagles are going to take
it this
year.
We're doing predictions already?
I mean, yeah, because you're saying, you know, the penalty happened because that, you know, this team was on their way to the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, on his way, and a penalty influenced that.
Yeah, like, so let's take the next step. You know, Super Bowl 2019, is it?
I mean, obviously, I'm going to say the Cowboys. I mean, we all know that the AFC is going to be the Patriots, right? Can we agree on that? Those guys has never who else in the AFC can even compete with them?
True. You dropping any other facts on NFL? Or what do we got going on?
Now the new rule and just basically Eli Manning, shit in the bed and getting kicked off the team.
I will add something. So I'm an Eagles fan. Okay. I'm an Eagles fan. So we got Wentz in the cut, which is awesome. And we have Jackson back, right? So
Deshaun Jackson. Yeah,
that's a good team. So Foles left and he went to, I think, the Redskins and then broke his clavicle. So good one. So
the guy won you a Super Bowl, bro.
I know, but why did you leave? You should have stayed.
You should have stayed.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you for the Super Bowl, but why'd you leave?
Yeah,
you know,
karma. You were the best backup.
So next.
Moving forward.
So that's like a 6ix9ine move. That's definitely a Foles pulled a 6ix9ine move.
He did. He switched sides.
Karma got him.
He switched sides.
Yeah, and karma gets you. So, I mean, karma got 6ix9ine at one point, I think, right? He got arrested in like November.
November 19th.
You know, 18th he got arrested, and then supposedly on the 19th he, started snitching.
Day after, started...
That's last year, I guess. So what is that, 2019? This year, but
bro, he blew up and he blew up and then he stayed on top and then he did this all fell apart. And,
yeah,
you know, now he's
there's a list of people he narked out, right? Or at least tried.
Well, he affiliated them with the 9 Trey Bloods. He said he was Jim Jones's, Cardi B is, and Trippie Redd and Casanova are part of some kind of different crew.
But they're still affiliated somehow.
Yeah, but just do over. I mean, he really went head over heels with, like, just spilling the beans on everything. And you know, this is all just,
I mean, I wonder what everybody else thinks. Like, what do you guys think? You know, he was hot in the game. He definitely made social media hot. But, you know, my feed has been calmed down a little bit since he's been out in the music game. He was like a modern-day DMX mix with, like,
really
an insane clown posse.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
With a little bit of 50 Cent, you know? Like,
but none of them, I don't think, if they were in this situation, would be folding over like
DMX is a thug ass motherfucker.
He's back, bro. Yeah. So Swiss Beats was just on the Breakfast Club talking about him and DMX are gonna make they're working on something and it's like done already and it's fire. Well, you know, everyone says their stuff's fire. But
facts,
<we'll see.
laughs> facts. I mean, you know who thought their stuff was fire?
Yeah,
Chase Bank.
Chase Bank.
Chase Bank.
Can we get into that?
Can we please? Because like. They were hot for a little bit. They got the mobile app. They got the mobile banking and all that.
Everyone told me, like, oh, you don't got Chase. And they made me feel like I needed to switch to Chase. They were like, yo, you got Chase, bro? And, like, they made me feel like, yeah, I got to get Chase Bank. And then they fled.
Yeah, because
they fled. Yeah, do you see Chase Banks anymore?
No, they're gone. I mean, they closed. I'm from Jefferson. You're from Jefferson. They closed the Oak Ridge branch. They closed the Lake Apacon branch. Yeah. They kept the Sparta branch open. They kept the Dover branch open. Where do you guys go? Do you go to Sparta or Dover? Or I go to Hackettstown sometimes because that's where I work.
Yeah.
Other than that, most of your banking's done online, though. You know.
Yeah. That's what I understand.
Direct deposit, and you know. So what do you? You were telling me before that you deposit checks right. You know, taking a picture.
Yeah, that's it. So, right on the phone.
I guess that's where it's going. I mean, you know, we have a friend that does some international wire transfers. He's like, oh, I need a bank. Not many people are doing that. So I guess they're not, you know, appeasing to that audience. Most people are using their phone.
Yeah, definitely. Most people are using their phone. But also, it's just an inconvenience. People are upset. There is upset customers. Because I've been in a car with people on the way out. Oh, we can't go to Chase. Like,
even if you go to a PNC ATM, like you know how like kiosks at Quick Check don't charge you a fee.
Yeah, that's Face, nice.
Chase, I guess now charges you. This don't quote me on this, but I heard. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet, but they're going to charge you fees. Charge you fees allegedly for using another ATM other than theirs, even though they're closing down branches left and right in New Jersey.
Yeah,
and
you have no local branches
in New York and PA,
and then you want to charge for that's a free bill.
You're killing me, Chase.
I mean, another thing is there's no loans available for local businesses.
Yeah, so like, you know, it's hard enough for local people to get, you know, local people or local residents or you know, local business owners to get a loan in general, but now the options are even more limited.
They're limited.
We got PNC left, Chase left. The only thing that stood is Lakeland.
Yeah,
Lakeland Bank.
That's an OG.
Yo, comment now if you have Lakeland Bank. I want to see like your favorite emoji or something.
Shout out to Lakeland.
Yeah, big old bag of cash or something because Lakeland's been, you know, or Lakeland. Bank of America too.
Bank of America, that's the one.
I think Superman uses Bank of America because that shit is on point. It's, you know, vault. That's been there forever.
No one messes with that.
Bank of America. Whatever, man. So
speaking of Big Bank.
Big Bank. Let's talk vaping. There is definitely less people vaping than there is smoking, but you're seeing, like, statistically.
Yeah.
But there's definitely an increase, a rapid increase in the people that are vaping.
Absolutely.
And they say vaping isn't a safe alternative, but it is a contemporary alternative to smoking, you know?
Yes.
And people try to use that to, you know, quit smoking, right?
Yeah.
But technically, it's not vaping, right? Because vaping is, you know, like,
would create vapor.
Vapor, but
but
this
it's
isn't.
Not. It's not vapor at
what
all.
What is it? They use e-liquids,
it's an
right?
e-liquid. So basically, it's aerosol that's heated up by the coil and, you know, you're inhaling chemicals. That's what
propylene glycol.
Propylene glycol. That's
nicotine,
like,
and flavored nicotine. Stuff and all this other stuff and even metal bits, right?
Metal bits, it said, yeah. There's even been studies of metal bits.
You know, flying up because you're not actually vaping. You're inhaling an aerosol, you know, solution.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's happening.
So that's the weird thing. That's why when they say vape,
you're
vape
it's not
juice,
really a vape.
That's not an aerosol.
That's
not a real term, you know.
Yeah,
that's like just us bullshit.
Because
vape
you're humidifying the e-liquid, and it's not good. You know, that's what they're saying. It's not good. Even though, you know, smoking cigarettes and drinking and speeding in your car, none of that's good. But they're saying that this is such a rapid,
healthy alternative.
Correct.
Whatsoever.
No doubt. But they're saying
they don't know anything about it.
Correct.
Either. Sorry to cut you.
No,
off.
It's all good. And there's so many people that it's a drastic. You know, everyone's having these random or totally crazy health, you know, problems from vaping.
Yeah.
People get sick from smoking, you know, after 40 years. People are getting sick from vaping after 40 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
quick,
what's happening?
Quick time, yeah.
So,
and, well, the thing is, there's so much rapid use, too. So it was 7 million in 2011 users of vape.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how would you say that.
Yeah.
Then it went to 41 million in 2018.
Wow.
And it's estimated to be at 55 million by 2021.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, Euromonitor.com, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So according to Euromonitor.com, there's about to be some rapid growth going on.
And
there.
You've seen it. If you go out and you do nightlife, like any, you know,
yeah.
I do music. for entertainment and whatever. If people are vaping, if you're smoking a cigarette,
Let us know. Do you smoke cigarettes or vape? I mean, you might want to, not tell on yourself. It doesn't matter. But, if you do, just, did you quit smoking? Do you vape now?
Did you start vaping?
Did you ever smoke? Yeah.
I want to know how many people vaped without smoking cigarettes before.
Yeah.
Picked it up. Picked up vaping. Because
I guess that's what everyone's worried about, too, because, they say the brain stops developing at 25, right? From that point on, you can still take care of your body, but your brain's pretty fully developed. There's no more damage you can do if it's done.
What you got.
So kids are, that's what they tried to push, like the drinking age and smoking age of 25, but it's 21 for now,
Yeah.
But kids are getting vaping materials and all that kind of stuff under 21 still, and that's what everyone's so worried about, the kids getting it underage, right?
Yeah.
But kids have been getting stuff underage from the beginning of time.
Since the dawn of time.
But alcohol and tobacco and all that kind of stuff, but yet it hasn't been as harmful as they're saying it is, as rapid. So that's why there's such a huge focus on, this one particular, oh my God, kids aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. They never do. But this particular activity that they're partaking in is pretty deadly, I guess.
Yeah, it's
a growing kid.
Yeah, for a grown kid.
Because
it's not
I don't hear anybody complaining about a 27-year-old guy that's vaping, on his off time at work.
They're not really.
No one's complaining
about
that. They're complaining about the kids that are sucking down
flavored watermelon.
According to Truth Initiative,
Sour Patch, freaking Jewel.
Yeah, according to Truth Initiative, you were telling me something about the FDA approved something, right?
Oh, so basically, the FDA approved. Vaping for only for
oral ingestion. Yeah.
Ingestion for your stomach. So if you ate it on accident, something
you'd be, okay.
You'd be all right. They never checked for inhaling it.
So
they never looked into it. They never researched that. They only researched like if you ate it. Like
wild.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. And we already established.
It's already a booming thing. That's like imagine them telling you right now, White Claws. It's almost like reminds me when Fireball was like. Remember that crazy thing that happened? I don't know when that was, but
I don't know.
Like a recall on Fireball, and they switched it. It's kind of like that. Like imagine if they said right now, like, oh, White Claws. By the way. They got little bits of metal in it, and we never tested them for ingestion. We only tested it for inhaling.
But it's not like the vape companies are doing that. I think it's like it might be other companies such as Big Tobacco, possibly, that's doing this research, that's stirring it up with the news organizations. Stop playing with their money. Exactly. Yeah. From an advertising perspective, it's not cigarettes. I don't have to follow the same rules, but I'm not allowed.
That's how you see commercials.
I'm not allowed to say that. It's better than smoking, but I am allowed to say it's an alternative, but it doesn't fall under the alcohol, tobacco, firearms like Act or anything like that or FCC because it's like it's an e-cigarette, it's a device.
Yeah, it's a completely different completely different thing. So they have there's no regulations on a lot of it yet. And especially there's like cheap brands of Juul too, right?
Exactly.
That people like if you're smoking that
It's like buying a charger for your iPhone from Five Below. Not to knock Five Below, but you're probably gonna burn your iPhone battery out. Why doesn't my phone battery last all day? Because you bought a $5 charger.
Why am I coughing my lungs out every morning?
Because Juul pods cost $30, and you bought the ones that are $8. So I mean, Juul knows what it's doing. We read we did some research, and they said they're the giants. They have it on lock.
Oh, for
the vape game in general.
The vape, of course.
They have the most potent.
It was sending almost double of any of its competitions nicotine into your bloodstream.
Wild.
Yeah. I remember when it first came out. I hit one and was just like, whoa! And like now it's a little. They definitely keep upgrading them a little bit, like the mouthpiece, and as far as just the filtration of it, because it has gotten smoother from somebody that never smokes it all the time. Like I smoked it, a couple of times.
Yeah. So. All right, Bestis, thanks for coming in the studio today, talking about the NFL, 6ix9ine, digital commerce, and your favorite topic,
vaping.
Yep, and coming in here, repping KDK, getting behind the mic, representing yourself, doing some research before you came in. Thank you for that.
Yeah, of course, man. Well, I wanted to know a little bit about what we're talking about if we're going to talk about
it. Of course, drop some shout-outs if you want.
Yeah, DJ 525, KDK Entertainment, Summer Solstice EP is out now. Go get that.
Yep.
Other than that.
And you can follow me on any social media platform, CurtisMack93, or you could just search Curtis Mack and, something will come up. Peace.
Bestismusic.com.